Let's just think a bit about what is the message behind the whole story of Christmas, what happened all those years ago. So we saw at the end there that Jesus, he came on the greatest journey all the way from heaven. It really was the greatest journey. And when he came down from heaven to earth, it's like hope was coming down. He is our hope. Let's think about why that is. This year has been a fairly hard year, hasn't it? In lots of ways. There's been fear. People have lost loved ones. There's been lockdowns. We've had to isolate and stay away from people. Some people can't be here today. You're watching online at home because you've had to isolate at home. And there's been lots of uncertainty. We're not sure quite what's going to happen. And there's been trouble. But in the midst of that, there has been, and there is hope, and particularly what we're learning about now here for Christmas. Now, can someone tell me what this is on screen? Let me just tell you, it's not a fun bouncy ball, okay? It's not a Christmas decoration, just in case you thought it might be. Yep, Joshua.
It's COVID,
isn't it? Yeah, it's that nasty virus, COVID. How has COVID affected our lives? Can you think of some ways? There's someone right towards the back there, Anna. Jack. How has COVID affected our lives? Can you think of some ways that it's changed things?
Lockdown.
Yeah, lockdowns, okay, yeah.
You can't visit a relative in hospital when they're there.
Yeah, that's been a big one, isn't it? Yeah, thank you.
Stay away from the virus.
Good advice, Finn, thank you. Amazing.
No school.
No school. I'm trying to detect in your voice whether that's good or bad, Anna.
Teaching and learning on a computer screen.
Oh. Yeah, so much has gone onto computers, isn't it? Yeah. You're going to say the same. No worries. That's great. Well, and lots of other ways, isn't there, where COVID has affected our lives. Here's a couple of things. We've got to wear face masks. Oh, man. It's not great, is it? You get all hot behind your mask. If you wear glasses, they steam up. And then isolation, we've talked about that. There's lots and lots of ways that it's affected our lives. But when Jesus came down from heaven to earth, it was the greatest journey anyone could ever go on. And he does bring us hope. There's a verse in the Bible written by one of Jesus' friends called John. And it goes like this. We have seen and testify that the Father, God the Father, sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And I want us to think about what that means for a moment. There's a couple of words in there, just worth us making sure we know what they're about. So when John says, we've seen, it means he's basically saying it really happened. He's saying, look, if you live 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, you could have seen Jesus Christ. Or if you lived in Judea when he grew up and he was a man, you could have seen him. So John is saying that. He's saying, we've seen, it really happened. This isn't just a story. This is an historical event that happened. Jesus was a real person. And then he says, we want to testify. If you testified something, then you're basically saying, I need to tell you. So it might be, imagine if you, I don't know, there's some really good news in your family or at school. And you come home and you tell your parents, you say, hey, guess what happened at school today? You're testifying, okay? You're telling. So John says, we testify about this. And what he's testifying about is Jesus. So think about Jesus. He is the God-man. He grew up like some of you children. Here's a picture of him with his dad, Joseph, and he's building a little boat. Joseph was a carpenter. And so you can imagine that Jesus would probably have made things in his dad's workshop. He looked like an ordinary boy growing up in Judea, in Nazareth. And yet, the Bible tells us he is God who became a human being. That is the greatest miracle ever. That God should become a human being. It's an amazing thing. It's what we're celebrating at Christmas. So he's the God-man. He's the miracle man. So he may have made things in his dad's workshop when he was small, but can you think of some of the miracles that Jesus did? Who can tell me a miracle that Jesus did? By a miracle, I'm talking about things that only God can do and that we can't do. Give me some miracles. Yeah.
Bring people back to life.
Bringing people back to life. That's pretty big, isn't it? Yeah, bringing people back to life. Yeah. More miracles.
Dying on the cross for us.
I mean, that's an amazing miracle. I'm going to come on to that in a moment. But that's an amazing miracle, yeah.
Curing people with leprosy.
Right, curing people with leprosy.
Forgiving our sins.
Again, another amazing miracle. There's quite a few hands up. There's a lot
calming
of miracles.
Calming storms.
Calming a storm, yeah.
Turning water into wine.
I love that one. It's great. Turning water into wine.
Walking on water.
What, that is so cool too, isn't it? Only God can do that. I'd love to do that. Imagine doing that. Walking on water. Had a hand up over here. Have you still got one? Someone said it. Okay. Great. All those miracles. Here's one of him actually feeding 5,000 people from a little boy's lunchbox. Amazing. Again, things that only God can do. But if Jesus is God, then we shouldn't be surprised that he did those things. But also then, he's the life man. Now, one of you said about raising someone from the dead. And when he raised Lazarus, his friend, from the dead, that was amazing. I mean, imagine, you know, every day we're getting these kind of horrible numbers on our news, aren't we? When it says, how many people have died of COVID today? But imagine if suddenly someone interrupted the reporter and said, oh, hang on a minute, we've got to just change the numbers. They've actually gone down today. There's been a few people come back to life. I mean, imagine, that would be wonderful news, wouldn't it? Well, that's what happened when Jesus healed, for example, Lazarus. He came back to life. But then we mentioned about him dying on the cross. He was the dead man. He died on a cross, a horrible way to die. And we'll think about that in just a moment. But not only that, greatest miracle, he's the resurrection man. Jesus really came back from the dead in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. And this has been so well documented in the Bible and from other sources as well. And it's an amazing thing that Jesus is alive today. He's the only one to beat death and stay alive. He's the resurrection man. And we might go, well, why did Jesus come on this journey? Why was this? And here's why. John says, Jesus' friend John says, the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. That's why he came, to be the Savior. So he came as a baby, grew up as a little boy, grew up into a man, did those miracles, died on the cross, and rose again. Why? To save us. And you might be thinking, really? Do I really need saving, and what from? Well, let's just try and think about that. Here's some questions, a question for you. I'm going to show you some pictures, and I want you to tell me, what do they all have in common? What's the common thing about all of them? What are they all about? So here's a little boy on a bike. Here's a nice red shiny car. Here's an aeroplane. Who's been on a Segway before? Anyone been on a Segway? Okay, keep your hands up high. Hands up high. Hands up high, keep them up if you've fallen off a Segway before. Yeah, okay. They're fun. I've only done it once. They're quite hard to stay on, aren't they? Segway, good fun. Boat and walking. What do those pictures all have in common? What are they all about? Yeah, go on, Jack, shout out. Yeah, all ways to travel. Ways of getting from A to B. Now, here's the thing. We've seen that Jesus traveled. He came all the way on the greatest journey ever. But here's the thing this morning. We need to go on a journey, and it needs to be a big one. And this is the, if you forget everything I've said, remember this, okay? We need to go on a journey, and it needs to be a big one. Let me try and explain what I mean by that. I'm not talking about getting in your car, having a Segway for Christmas, or going for a bike ride. It's a journey that we need to make towards God, okay? Because here's the problem, our sin. Let me explain what I mean by sin, okay? Sin means the wrong things that we think, the wrong things that we say, and the wrong things that we do. Now, everyone in this room has thought wrong things, has said wrong things, and has done wrong things. And if you don't think you have, I would love to speak to you afterwards. Or your parents, and see if it's true. But you know, our sin, in the same way that when we're naughty, for example, at home, that makes a funny thing between us and our parents, isn't it? We've got to get back with them again. We need to say sorry to them, and things need to be right with them again. Same way with God. So because we do wrong things. So for example, when we don't want to obey our parents, or don't want to obey our teachers, or don't want to obey our bosses at work, or don't want to obey our government, and we rebel against them, there are always we rebel against God. Because we don't like people being in charge of us. And in the same way that breaks friendship, relationship, it does with God too. So it separates us from God. And it's a bit like, imagine I'm standing on a huge cliff and there's like 100 meters below me here. At the back of the hall, there's another cliff. And there's this big gap in between us. And I'm here and God's over there and I can't get across. And anything I do, any good deeds I do, any religious things I do, they can't get me across. But here's the thing. When Jesus died on the cross, it's like this. It's like a bridge across. So I can then walk across that big gap off the cliff and not fall down. I can walk across. And the way that happens is by trusting in Jesus' death on the cross. And one of you said it's a miracle. It is a miracle, Jesus' death on the cross. Because it's how we can get back to God. Here's how it works. Jesus died on the cross to take my punishment that I deserve for my sin. God's a just God. He's a fair God. He can't just sweep our wrongdoing under the carpet. And Jesus, he came into the world to be the savior of the world, to die for our sin, so that we don't have to for it. We don't have to be punished for it. But the only way that we can benefit from what he did is if we actually put our trust in him. That's how you actually walk across the bridge, if you like. You've got to put your trust in Jesus, that he died for you there, in your place. And that is how any one of us, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've thought, no matter what we've said wrong, can be right with God. I know God is our friend. So, hope came down. Here's the hope. In our broken world, we have seen and testify, says Jesus' friend John, that the Father, God the Father, has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. So at the end of a year, when there's been loss, there's been sadness, there's been fear, there's been lockdowns, there's been uncertainty, there's been trouble, there is hope. And I hope this Christmas you know that hope because you trust in Jesus, the Son of God, who came for our salvation.